You know, we've yet to call the embassy of Kenya, not to mention some of the resorts and hotels that we have. We have the phone number for some of them on in Kenya, including on the coastline there. So, and actually, once again, with Barack Obama, our new president-elect, and it's only appropriate to call Kenya and see what kind of reaction is going on over there. What is it like? Is it dominating the newspapers? How crazy is it? How big is the celebration? How jacked is everybody over there? So what better way to just dial them up? And so we shall hear. Hey, what the hell? It's on the company's dime. See what we get.
I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened out of this thing that I've become.
Your passage extension, you may dial it now. For renewal of Kenyan passport after owning your passport for 10 years.
10 years to get a passport?
Wow.
For renewal of Kenyan passport after 5 years, deportation, A1 visa waiver, holder of U.S. travel document visa.
It's okay. Enough with all the hot air. Just connect us to somebody that's human, okay? Like I am.
I was really hoping the tone of butt mic would actually
mimic it.
Yeah, mimic a number. We'd be connected to somebody.
I know it. I know. That would have been the equivalent of like extension 0-3-4-5-2.
That's too many.
Or like that. Even in Kenya, it's different.
Well, they do use clicks and some tribal languages.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, sure.
Oh, that's in Kenya.
Jeez, lady.
For forms and instructions of some of the services the embassy
is under. Is that
for
right?
All other inquiries.
Really? No. Bentley hands me a piece of paper that says that Barack Obama's father's name is Barack Hussein Obama Sr.
Are you serious?
Thank you.
Where'd you get that from, Wikipedia?
Really? Okay, all right, Jim, I'm sorry. All right, Jim, I won't question you. Yes, ma'am, this is a WRIF radio in Detroit, Michigan, calling in the United States, and we just wanted to congratulate you by becoming our 51st state.
Okay.
And
you want to speak to the ambassador's office?
That would be terrific, thank you.
Okay, please hold on.
Wow, what a loose ship over there.
Yeah. And this is WRIF Radio calling in Detroit, Michigan. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. How are you, sir?
Great. We just wanted to congratulate Kenya for becoming the 51st state.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And I'm sure everybody in Kenya is absolutely delighted, right, with our brand new president.
Oh, yes. You're saying that. That's the truth.
Yeah. I have to believe. Is there going to be a holiday to express the great joy?
Tomorrow. We are having a public holiday tomorrow.
Are you? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
How come we, the rest of us, can't get a holiday like that? We put them in office.
The other 50 states.
Yeah, what about us? I'm jealous already. Oh, man.
Ma'am, how did that happen? Who said, day off tomorrow? Is there a particular person that decreed that?
Actually, you know, if you want, I can transfer you to the ambassador.
Oh, please. Yeah, we'd love to.
Oh, man, that'd be great.
What is the ambassador's name?
His Excellency Peter Ogego.
His Excellency. Okay, I'll just stick with His Excellency. Okay.
You said you're calling from where again?
In WRIF Radio in Detroit.
Yeah. Okay, hold on, please.
Okay, thank you.
I wish somebody would call me My Excellency.
That'd be great. His Excellence. What's his name? His Excellence what?
Is he Peter Ogego?
Ogego.
Or something like
that. Ogego.
They made fun of his name in elementary school. Ogego. Ogego.
Their names start with O.
Yeah.
Or two of their names start with O.
Just Ireland.
Yes, didn't someone
very
say...
very Irish in Kenya, didn't you know that?
Didn't someone say Obama's the first Irish president?
Mm-hmm. That's why he's got red hair.
Hello?
Hello, is this His Excellency Peter Ogego?
Yes, this is me, and who are you?
Oh, I am Mike. My name is Mike, and I'm at WRIF Radio in Detroit. How you doing?
I'm very fine, thank you.
And I'm Trudy.
Trudy.
I'm also here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hi, Judy. How are you?
Yes, and Trudy's here.
I'm fine, Your Excellency.
Yes.
What a beautiful day.
It is, and a great day for us as Kenyans.
Yes.
We are overexcited. This is indeed a very special day for us. Our president has sent a congratulatory message to President-elect Obama. And Kenyans are celebrating, they are all over, and the President has graciously allocated them tomorrow, Thursday, to be a public holiday so that they can celebrate in Kenya.
Your Excellency, how will they celebrate?
Well, we celebrate in all manner of styles, and it started already. People meet and wish the new president well. They reminisce on the history. Kenyans know a lot about the U.S. We follow the U.S. history, the U.S. politics.
Yes, we're making you the 51st state. Did you know that?
Well.
You have to pay taxes, though.
Yeah, there are going to be tax consequences, but still, hey, it's nice to have you aboard, you know.
They don't need an ambassador.
You may not know, but there's a lot of American influence in Kenya. We have a lot of students who come every year to the U.S. I think Kenya now is the leading supplier of students from Africa.
Well, is that right?
You're always winning all of the marathons, for sure.
Not just the marathons. We are also very good in the academics. We are doing very well at the universities. We have a number of students and professionals who work in the U.S. We have had long-standing relations in the U.S. Yes, that would be very exciting.
Are there a lot of American tourists that visit Kenya on a regular basis?
Yes, absolutely. Last year we had over 100,000 Americans visiting as tourists.
Is that right?
That is true, and even with the crisis earlier in the year following our elections, the records as of June, July this year surpassed our figures last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we look pretty good, and we expect that more Americans will come.
What are some of the things, if I was going to visit Kenya, other than the fact of just the pure honor of going there, knowing that Barack Obama with his roots there, what are some of the things, some of the major tourist spots that I might want to see?
There's a lot of beautiful beaches, isn't there?
Well, Kenya is the original home of safari. Kenya is, and without sounding
arrogant?
not arrogant, self-centered. You know, Kenya represents Africa in a unique way. We have all that you would expect to find in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We have...
like elephants and lions.
Oh, we have lots of... God was very generous to us. Lots of animals for free.
Yes.
All types of animals.
Yes.
We are also the leading... or the largest bird sanctuary. We're also the home of the flamingos. You know, the pink fellows.
The pink flamingos, yeah.
Yes.
I have one in front of my trailer.
Yes, and then we have the big five, and we have wonderful beaches, you know, and our waters are warm, not cold. Like
very warm water, yeah.
Warm waters, and we are protected by the coral reef, which means that we can swim with our eyes closed without the fear of sharks closing over.
That's fantastic. And you're talking about some beautiful scuba diving, right?
We do a lot of scuba diving. We do a lot of surfing. We have all sorts of water spots.
So I could literally, in one day, I could go on an elephant ride and go scuba diving in one day.
You could, because we are very connected in terms of air transport and road connectivity.
Right.
So if you landed in Nairobi in the morning, you could right away take a charter flight to Masai Mara, and if you're lucky, if you travel in August, you could see the greatest migration of wild beasts and other animals.
I'd love to see that from the air,
Then fly out.
The migration of the wild beasts, animals are ugly. Not from the air. You just need to see the
water. Excellency, he's talking.
Your Excellency, what about the women there? How are the women in, what are we calling it?
What do you mean, what about them?
How are they? Are they beautiful?
Oh, I think the ladies are gorgeous.
Your Excellency, do you have nightclubs and that sort of thing?
Yeah, we do, but we are very sensitive to treat women like pawns. You know, we respect our women, and we know they're beautiful, but we treat them with the dignity that they deserve. I mean, we don't have prostitutes.
Tastefully.
We're not subservient. We are a dignified community of people.
Excellency, yeah. Is it inexpensive to vacation in Kenya?
Not at all. Not for an American. I mean, a round trip would be give and take $2,000, which is not much, and your upkeep for the trip, $5,000 would just be enough for you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. How long of a flight is it?
We do 8 hours.
8 hours.
From Europe to to Kenya.
Yeah. How about from New York to Kenya?
From New York would be 7 hours. It depends. Okay. Anyway, the U.S. 6 or 7. It depends on what point of view. And
New
if you
York
fly from London, from Paris.
I think he means to Europe and then.
Wait, are you? There's some doubt in the room. Is you're saying from New York to Kenya is 7 hours flying time?
Well, 7 or 8 depends on the winds of the day.
Okay,
direct.
And it depends where you're going to land. Are you going to go to London? Are you going to go?
Yeah. I'm going to go to Paris. The beaches. I'm going to go to the beaches where those coral reefs are.
So you have to go to Europe first and then to Kenya.
Yes, we are trying to work on direct flights.
Okay, so what you're talking about, so in all practicality, if I were to go there tomorrow, it would be New York to Europe and Europe to Kenya, and then we would be talking about...
Based in New York. Are you based in New York?
Well, no, it's just a nice launch point.
But you could fly out of anywhere.
Well, that's true. I just thought I'd choose New York, because I might stop in New York and kind of rest up for the trip.
Or New York, Switzerland.
It would be 15 hours by the time we go to Europe and then Kenya, right? I mean, we should be prepared for that.
Yes.
All right.
So, okay. Your Excellency, if you guys are really going to be the 51st state, which it sounds like you might as well be, I mean, pretty strong economy.
We need a huge referendum for Kenyans. Kenya has a long history of patriotism, and you know, of course, we are a sovereign state, and we would have to have a referendum on that one, you know. But,
right.
But it's a good idea, you know.
Yeah, sure.
How's the national anthem of Kenya? Can we hear a little bit of it? Do you know the national anthem?
Yes, I know. National anthem is online. You could Google it.
Online Google it. That's great.
You won't share it. I thought you won't tell us. Can't you tell us what it is?
It is a national prayer, actually.
Oh, it's a prayer.
You don't get to sing it?
It's a prayer. It's easily available online.
Yeah. I understand. You're ducking singing it, and that's a good move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what you're doing. Well, listen, we want to congratulate you on Barack Obama, our new president, and you must be very proud.
We are.
Yes.
We really are. We're also proud of the U.S. For having made history as well.
Hey, one more quick question. President-elect Obama's birthplace over in Kenya, is that going to be a national spot to go visit where he was born?
It's already... an attraction. His paternal grandmother is still alive, and
but his birthplace will be. They'll put up a marker there.
It will depend on the government. It's already well known.
Do you know the Barack Obama? His father's name is it Barack Hussein Obama Senior? Is that true? Do you know?
Well, I know him as Barack Obama.
Okay.
And he served in the government. He served in the government. He actually served with our current president, who is also an economist. Mm-hmm. Both of them were well-trained. Our current president is a graduate of the London School of Economics, and Barack Senior was an economist from Harvard.
Really?
And so these were the first Kenyan graduates of the 60s, you know, that came back to build our nation.
Yeah. Well, listen, sir, thank you very much for the time. We just wanted to check in, given the proceedings that have occurred, one of the, as you say, a great historical moment. And thank you, Your Excellency, for your time.
Well, thank you so very much, guys, for your excitement and for congratulating us.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much. You have a nice day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Did you catch that?
Not a lot of it.
Mike, he basically admitted that President-elect Obama was born there.
Yes, he did.
That's what I was asking him. Remember the controversy about...
I do, about Hawaii and whether he naturalized or not, or what happened.
I mean, that's a fact.
I know, you're going to have to replay it, because I didn't...
I asked him if there's going to be a marker
that he was born there.
And I said, President-elect, not to confuse with his dad. And he said, absolutely, there's already plans.
Right, so there you go. So that means we're going to have to remove his... We're going to have to undo it.
I'm not going to argue with His Excellency. If he says President-elect Obama was born in Kenya, he was born in Kenya.
It's disrespectful to argue with him.
Well, if it's a 51st state, then it turns out it's okay.
Why didn't Hillary get involved in
Look
this?
Look how easy it was for us to find out.
Yeah, we're just a little radio station calling up, and we exposed the whole damn thing. We had that big, powerful entity, the Clintons. Yeah. And then McCain and nobody figured this out.
That means that birth certificate they put online is fake?
Yep, which we assumed all along. They're burying the truth.
Except okay. Loosely right. President well, Peter Obambwa, I don't yeah. remember his name.
Ogeko.
Ogeko.
And he's
Ogeko.
His Excellency.
Yeah,
His
Excellency.
Peter Ogeko just admitted it.
Yeah, His Excellency. Not so excellent.
No.
Not so excellent to make a mistake like that. He could be downgraded to his sort of okay instead of His Excellency.
Yeah, but,
he's sort of okay.
Yeah, but then...
His all-rightness.
Yeah, his sort of okay, maybe kind of sort of Peter Ogeso.
Oh, not Ogeko.
Not Excellency. No, it's Ogeko.
Yeah. But so does that mean that you got to make John McCain the president by default? But then he was born
in... No, that means you got to start all over again.
He was born in Panama, though.
On a military...
No, that
at least
Panama
it was a
thing.
Team song
no,
from Van Halen, but...
No, the Panama thing, that's been dealt with.
I know, but it's the same. Because
why is it the same?
That was
not the United
the
States, mainland
Saskatchewan.
U.S.
It's a military base.
Right.
Mainland
it's not
U.S.
the same
though,
at all.
It absolutely is.
Hey, I don't make the rules.
Yeah, it's just the way it is. We also have in our pursuit of checking things around the world and the reaction to our new President Obama, and the reaction has been terrific on the world stage. But while we're in Kenya, before we leave the beautiful surroundings of Kenya, let's check in with the hotels there as well to see some of the people that don't have titles like His Excellency or Her Excellency or Your Greatness. His friend's already named Sarah.
Oh, Peter. Yeah. Hello?
Hello? Oh, is this a hotel in the resort in Kenya? This is WRIF Radio calling in Detroit, Michigan, in the United States. And as you know,
yeah.
we elected President Barack Obama, right?
And, yeah.
We just thought that we would call you up and tell you thank you for having such a wonderful man, having been born in your country, and now he's ours, and he's our new president, and we just wanted to congratulate you.
Thank you very much.
And you could congratulate us for electing him, I suppose, as well, but he's a wonderful man, right?
Yeah, exactly, he's a wonderful man.
Yeah. Was everyone really excited?
Everyone is very much excited in Kenya.
Yeah. And you're going to get a day off, right?
Tomorrow we have a public holiday in Kenya.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, will that be observed every 4 years or every year, or just it's a one-time only?
I don't know if it will be observed every year, but we are yet to know.
Uh-huh.
Confirm tomorrow is a public holiday.
Yeah. Is everyone just absolutely excited beyond belief? I mean, everywhere you go, it's just the excitement is just in the air.
But everywhere, actually.
And
yeah.
How are people celebrating, sir?
They are going out for dinner. Most of them, they are having functions. They are special bands playing.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds
okay.
Like a blast.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. Yeah. Is your resort right on the beach?
Yes, right on the beach.
Well, how much is your most expensive room in American dollars?
Most expensive room in American dollars comes to 1 minute, please.
Okay.
Is this the most boring man in Canada?
Oh, yeah.
What's in the background there?
Vibrator. Sounds like
equivalent of about $240.
240? That's it?
Per night.
Is it a big room?
Yeah, this is a big room.
Yeah, it's got a living room and a separate bedroom. Because it's got
it doesn't have a separate bedroom. It's just a double room.
It's just a double room.
Oh. Yeah. Has Barack Obama ever stayed at your hotel?
No, he hasn't stayed in a hotel, but he stayed in some other hotels.
Which hotel did he stay at?
I'm not very sure, but there is a resort at the south coast of the Wasini. Recently, it was in Peppers.
All right, well, whatever. All right, well, anyway, thank you very much, sir, for the time. We just thought we'd place a call and see what, try to get a feeling of what it's like over there in Kenya, given all that has occurred with Barack Obama. You know, it's a big deal here, and it's obviously it's an even bigger deal there.
Okay, thank you, too.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay,
yes,
all right, see ya. All right, bye. Oh, my God, was that boring. Well, there you go. We did our best to take a snapshot of what things are like in Kenya, and everybody there is pretty much boring, but there's a lot of excitement. At the same time, it's boring, but it's exciting, and the partying is everywhere. But, of course, are we going to get an extra day out of this? Absolutely not.
Look.
Oh, that's frustrating. that was Kenny on the riff.